Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a new way of living that helps you do less in order to enjoy more of your life, you've come to the right place. We're going to spend the next few minutes thinking through different ways you can automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Today, we are going to talk about all things moving, and it got me thinking, do you have a place where you keep your family's important documents or your home's maintenance schedule or even your family budget? Listen, this stuff is easier to keep track of if it's all in one place, which is why we created the Home Base Binder. It's the ultimate home management binder and the perfect place to keep track of home, family, and everything in between. We've got tons of pages already printed for you to fill out with important information, or you can simply slip your own pages in and call it a day. You can get your Home Base Binder kit along with free printables at emilylay.com. Do you remember the first time you moved? Maybe your parents bought a new house when you were a kid and you were super pumped to get your very own room for the first time. Or maybe you were going off to college and threw everything you owned into your Dodge Neon and drove away from your childhood home. Maybe you've moved a lot since that first time. I know I have. I did it just a few years ago, too. I moved back to my hometown of Pensacola, Florida, a place that's held my heart since I was a little girl. No matter where you're coming from or where you're going, moving offers us something we all need every now and again, a fresh start. Even if we're not looking for a big change, sometimes fresh walls and a change of scenery can change us for the better. A new space can help us move into the next season of our lives and put us on the path toward exploring new people and places and ideas. But let's also be real, moving is kind of a pain. You have to find a new place to live and figure out how you and your stuff are going to get there. And then you've got to find boxes for the 16 million pairs of shoes you shoved in the back of the closet over the years. It's a lot. And if you're doing all of this with little ones, I've been there and I'm saying a prayer for you. But you know what? With all of the organizing, boxing, shipping, and relocating you're doing, there is an opportunity here to refresh how you're living. With all the real and figurative dust you're kicking up, you can decide what stays, what goes, and how you want to organize your life as you set up your new space. But first, let's talk about getting your stuff from here to there. Let's talk about how we can simplify moving. I have a couple tips that'll help you make sense of what you've got, how to pack it, and how to get it into your new home so you can start the next chapter of your life with your sanity intact. Let's break it down. Number one, this is probably the most important thing you can do before moving. It is time for a ruthless declutter. Like I said earlier, getting ready for a move is the perfect time to figure out if you want to organize your stuff a bit differently. Go through all the closets, all of the drawers, and figure out what doesn't need to come with you. If you haven't worn it or used it in over a year, it's time to say goodbye. As you pack and unpack your home, you will literally and figuratively have so much more space. Number two, get some clear storage bins for the important things. Seriously, being able to see what's in your boxes is a game changer. Now, you don't have to do this for every single thing you're packing up. Obviously, that would cost exactly $1 zillion. But for the most important things, the things that you want to know exactly where they are, that you want to pack extremely carefully, I highly recommend getting some clear storage bins. You can label things kitchen, of course, if you're using regular boxes, but trust me when I say that when you are desperate for coffee the morning after your move and you have 8 boxes labeled kitchen and you can't see into them, it's going to take you a long time before you find your beloved coffee maker. Number three, start packing early. I cannot say this enough, start packing early. Let's say you're planning on moving in August, which is 2 months from now. It is time to start putting some of your stuff in boxes, at least the things you don't use all the time. And I get it. There's already so much you have to do, and moving can seem like an actual full-time job on top of it all. But if you start early, you can pack just a little at a time, and it feels less overwhelming. For instance, do you have a linen closet filled with sheets and towels and bedding? pull out an extra set of sheets and a couple of towels and pack the rest away. You may have to do an extra load of laundry here and there, but every time you open up your linen closet, you will be relieved to know that most everything is packed. The same goes for holiday decorations, out-of-season clothes, and the good dishes. Number four, schedule utilities, mail, and more for your new house. Yes, you can set these things up in advance. Believe it or not, settling into your new house actually begins at your old house. Think about all the things that make your current house run smoothly each day and check these off your list so you're not scrambling to function after the move. I suggest that you schedule disconnect and reconnect dates for all of your utilities like electricity, water, and internet. Nail down your new trash and recycling pickup situation. Make copies of your new house keys. Set up a mail forward with the post office. And make a list of all the places where you will need to change your address, like credit cards, bank accounts, other online accounts, so that making the change will be super simple after you move. Number five, pack smart. Starting early helps this a whole lot. These are three of the best tricks to keep in mind as you move. Pack heavy items in small containers. If you have a bunch of books or heavy toys, don't put them all in one big container or box and call it a day. Smaller boxes may mean more trips, but they'll save everyone a backache later. Protect your hanging clothes with garbage bags. All right, you're going to totally thank me for this because this is a good one. You grab a box of garbage bags, like the big black garbage bags, so that you have plenty on hand. You slip your already hanging clothes into the bag and then tie all the hangers together with the garbage bag straps. Voila! This saves you hours of work. You don't have to pack your clothes, and they're nice and protected. You're welcome. Next, know where all of your cleaning supplies are. Whether that means packing them last or dedicating one of your clear bins to them, make sure your cleaning supplies are handy as you tidy up your old place and scrub the new one. I think with any move, this is key. I think it's vital to take your time and clean the space with products and scents that make you feel at home. And when you get to the new place, start burning a candle or using the good soap that you love. There is actually a lot of science behind the correlation of scents and comfort, and it's amazing. I will post a link in the show notes to a fascinating article in Forbes about this so you can read more about it. But since we're on the topic of scents and candles, I want to tell you about a couple things. Number one, look up Pura. It's amazing. It's this thing you plug into the wall and it makes your house smell good. And you can actually have it on a timer. And they have lots of very fancy scents to choose from some really cool brands like LAFCO. They even have the really good smelling blue candle that you find at Anthropology. They even have that scent, the volcano scent. Also, my favorite candle ever. It's super pricey, but it burns really slowly, so it's worth it. It's a LAFCO marine candle. Highly recommend that. And then if you're interested in the good soap, a good hand soap, and they have dish soap. Barco, B-A-R-R-C-O, two words. Great soap. Even Brian Lay has made comments on how much he loves that soap. All right, back to moving. Number six, make a moving day plan. There is always a ton going on when the big day comes. People rushing, boxes flying, little ones to keep an eye on. Calm your nerves by making an hour-by-hour breakdown of who is doing what. It's almost like assigning work shifts. Hint, this is easy with a simplified planner or a Google Calendar. And because it's life, not everything will go according to plan. That's okay. With so many logistics to keep track of, having a roadmap of what's going on will keep you on target and breathing a little easier. Two pro tips from someone who moved with tiny children multiple times. Get a babysitter or send your kids off to a friend's house. Having them out of the way is just super helpful with so many moving pieces. Also plan for lunch that day. It's also a really great idea to feed your movers. If you have movers helping you, just to love on them and encourage them to take really good care of your things. So what we always did is order pizzas, or we would have Uber Eats bring sandwiches for everybody, or just do something that's just really easy. Schedule it in advance. That way you're not hangry. And it's also a nice way to love on anybody who's helping you. Number seven, pack a bag of essentials for each family member. There is nothing worse than being totally exhausted from moving all day and then diving through tons of boxes to find your little guy's monkey that he can't sleep without. I speak from experience. Make sure each family member has a bag of clothes and toiletries to get them through the first few days post-move when you know where nothing is. Pack their favorite toys, medications, and snacks, and make sure these bags are easy to grab. I also think it's a good idea to pack a bag or even a clear bin with like a roll of paper towels, some toilet paper, a thing of dish soap, maybe some dishwasher pods or laundry pods, just so you have enough to get through the first couple of days and you know exactly where those things are. All right, number 8, make moving day count. You've got a lot to worry about on moving day, so take it easy on yourself. After you get people and pets and possessions to your new house, here are your 2 big goals. Get the furniture in position before unpacking a single box. Once you get those big pieces where they need to go, you can start putting things away and your family can start living in those rooms. Number 9, prioritize your unpack attack plan. Yay, you are in your new house. Now it's time to unpack. And don't worry, we will make this as painless as possible. Let's start with the spaces that'll help you get into your groove more quickly. Number 1, do the kitchen first. Seriously, it's the most used room in the house and it'll keep everyone sane while you finish the rest. Another pro tip, get some paper plates. I mean, I'm all about not using tons of disposable things, but when you're in a crunch time like this, it's really helpful to just be able to recycle plates when you're done eating and not have to deal with dishes and dishwashers and not knowing where things are and all of that. So pack some paper plates. Plus, the kitchen is one of the more difficult rooms to unpack. Looking at you, boxes of newspaper wrap glasses. So after you get it unpacked, it's all gravy from here. Number 2, the kids' rooms. Little ones, as we all know, thrive on routine. So giving them a sense of home by tackling their rooms before yours is really, really important. Number 3, tackle the rest of the house. And this is one of my favorite things. Throw on an apron, like, yes, an apron. Having pockets is just so great for keeping box cutters, nails, packing tape, cell phone, all that stuff nearby. And then you can just take it one room at a time and unpack. Number 10, going back to the big list, relax into your new normal. With a new house comes a new normal, which isn't a bad thing. Setting up new routines and traditions can be really fun, and you might find that doing your normal things in a new way can bring more calm to your family. And as you get settled in your new home, look for opportunities to make the new seem like fun. For instance, and we're just going to troubleshoot here, a couple of things that could go awry. If you're still waiting for your kitchen furniture or your dining room furniture, have a pizza party on the floor. Your family will love it. They get to slow down, reconnect, and laugh a little bit about the chaos. My family loves a pizza party on the floor. If your beds aren't ready yet, make it fun, like a slumber party. Roll out sleeping bags or memory foam mattress pads in the living room, and your kids will think you're amazing. Next, if you have a new commute to work, try a couple different routes over the next few days and just see which one's fastest, which one goes past the Starbucks, which one is the easiest to deal with traffic. Finding all sorts of shortcuts like that will just make you feel at home quicker. So that's it, friends. Moving certainly comes with all the challenges, no matter how big or small the move is, but in all the change, you get the chance to start fresh anew. So just know, I am rooting for you on your new adventure. And listen, this is super important. I am always on the hunt for new tips and tricks to help simplify all the things, especially moving and packing and storing things a little bit easier. So if you have a life-changing hack, I need to hear about it. Drop it in the comments section for this episode's Instagram post. You can find that over at Emily Lay on Instagram. So before we leave here today, I would love to just pray a little blessing over you for the week to come. I hope you find the power of positive change as you forge a new path forward. I hope you find a bit of calm in the chaos and take time to take care of yourself in the middle of it all. And As you take this new season head on, I hope you move toward who you were always meant to be with wild abandon. As always, I like to leave you with a simple tip you can take and run with as we leave this episode today. And today, your task is this. If you've got a big move coming up, or any kind of big goal, really, set a timeline for yourself. If you're feeling super overwhelmed, sometimes all you need is to see your plan written on paper to help calm your nerves and know that it's doable. Write down your moving date and work backward from there, thinking through all the steps we talked about today. Maybe you decide to tackle one part of your house each week leading up to the move. Whatever works best for you, just get it on paper and stick to the plan. Hang that baby on the fridge, and as you work, take your time to reminisce on what your old space has brought to you, and give yourself the time to look forward to what's next. This will infuse a bit more meaning into your move and maybe even bring you a little joy along the way. Thank you for listening to this simplified podcast. I hope these tips and tricks help calm any nerves you have about an upcoming move. You can find me on Instagram at Emily Lay and at Simplified, and you can find me on YouTube. The URL is youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay, where you can watch video versions of this podcast. Plus, if you'd like some resources about the things we mentioned on the show today and all the links, you can find them in the show notes of today's episode. You can find show notes at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can also shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. And if you'd like to learn a little more about how to live a life that's more slow and sweet and good, I hear you. I write about that a lot in my books. You can check out my latest book called Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, wherever you buy books. And one more thing, if you are loving this podcast, please, please, please do me a favor. I would love it if you would hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a glowing review of our show, because that really, really, really helps us get the word out about the show and into the hands of more people who would enjoy it. And feel free to share it with all your friends. All right, that's it for today. Thank you guys so much for listening.